The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity will close this coming Friday. To close out the week, Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Solemn Vespers at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. The celebration of Solemn Vespers on the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul annually brings together Orthodox, Protestant, and Anglican leaders to pray more intently for unity among Christians. Vespers this year will anticipate the year dedicated to St. Paul, invoked by Pope Benedict XVI at the end of last year. Irene Lagan reports.
The Week of Prayer for Christian Unity will close this coming Friday. To close out the week, Pope Benedict XVI will celebrate Solemn Vespers at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. The celebration of Solemn Vespers on the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul annually brings together Orthodox, Protestant, and Anglican leaders to pray more intently for unity among Christians. Vespers this year will anticipate the year dedicated to St. Paul, invoked by Pope Benedict at the end of 2007. At a press conference Monday, Vatican officials spoke in anticipation of the year ahead, which will begin on June 28th with first Vespers of the Solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, and will extend through June 29th, 2009. Archpriest of the Basilica of St. Paul Outside the Walls, Cardinal Andrea Cordero Lanza di Montezemolo, said that among the central themes of the Year of St. Paul will be prayer and work for the unity of all Christians and a united church, the true mystical body of Christ.
Well, the idea of the Pope to launch this year is to know better St. Paul.
In proclaiming a year dedicated to St. Paul, the Cardinal explained that Pope Benedict XVI wanted Catholics to mark the bimillennial anniversary of St. Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, who carries the good news to all people in a particular way, and who dedicated himself totally to unity and concordance among all Christians. The Cardinal said the Holy Father wishes Catholics and Christians to turn to St. Paul for help in carrying to completion the humble and sincere quest for full unity among all the members of the mystical body of Christ. Among the special events of this year will be ordinary and extraordinary liturgical celebrations to accommodate both Catholics and non-Catholic Christians. The Baptistry Chapel will be transformed into an ecumenical chapel, highlighting the one baptism shared among all Christians.
The baptism is the element that unites everybody.
A range of other pastoral, educational, cultural, religious, and interreligious programs are planned throughout the year, including special tours to Pauline sites throughout Rome. I'm Irene Lagan.